White House scrubs ties to care after leaders pro-Hamas, pro-terror rant. By Joel B. Polak on December 7, 2023. The White House has denounced the Council on American-Islamic Relations, CAIR, after revelations Thursday that its executive director, Nihad Awad, praised Hamas and the October 7 terror attacks on Israel in a recent speech to a Muslim group. Breitbart News reported earlier Thursday, citing the Middle East Media Research Institute, Memory. Video emerged Thursday of Nihad Awad, executive director of the Council on American-Islamic Relations, CAIR, celebrating the October 7 terror attack by Hamas in which 1,200 people were murdered in Israel and more than 240 were abducted as hostages. Memory noted. The people of Gaza only decided to break the siege, the walls of the concentration camp, on October 7. And yes, I was happy to see people breaking the siege and throwing down the shackles of their own land, and walk free into their land, which they were not allowed to walk in. And yes, the people of Gaza have the right to self-defense, have the right to defend themselves, and yes, Israel, as an occupying power, does not have that right to self-defense. As Breitbart News has noted. In 2007-08, Kerr was named an unindicted co-conspirator in the terror financing trial of the Holy Land Foundation for Relief and Development. That case, in turn, led the FBI to discontinue its work with the organization. In 2009, a federal judge ruled that the government produced ample evidence to establish the ties of Kerr with Hamas, the Palestinian terror organization. The United Arab Emirates labeled Kerr a terrorist organization in 2014, a decision that the Obama administration opposed. The Biden administration also worked with Kerr, despite its radical and anti-Semitic history, in shaping the so-called strategy on anti-Semitism earlier this year. As Breitbart News reported, Kerr boasted that it helped protect extreme criticism of Israel within the White House's strategy, which was a reversal of existing policy under previous administrations of both parties. According to the Jewish Insider, the White House on Thursday distanced itself from the Council on American-Islamic Relations after the leader of the Muslim advocacy organization gave a speech celebrating the October 7 Hamas terror attack in Israel. "We condemn these shocking, anti-Semitic statements in the strongest terms," White House's Deputy Press Secretary Andrew Bates told Jewish Insider. "Every leader has a responsibility to call out anti-Semitism wherever it rears its ugly head." The White House faced criticism in May when its release of the National Strategy to Counter Anti-Semitism included a fact sheet that said Kerr would educate religious communities about protecting houses of worship from hate, given the organization's history of anti-Semitic remarks. Today, Kerr's name was deleted from that fact sheet, which the White House attributed to Awad's comments. Awad has a long history of supporting Hamas and helped found Kerr. Joel B. Polak is senior editor-at-large at Breitbart News and the host of Breitbart News Sunday on Sirius XM Patriot on Sunday evenings from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. ET, 4 p.m. to 7 p.m. PT. He is the author of the new biography, Rhoda, Comrade Caudalie, You Are Out of Order. He is also the author of the recent e-book, Neither Free Nor Fair, the 2020 U.S. Presidential Election. He is a winner of the 2018 Robert Novak Journalism Alumni Fellowship. Follow him on Twitter at @JoelPolak.